J.D. Vance's domestic lens on foreign policy. J.D. Vance approaches foreign policy largely through the prism of U.S. domestic concerns, prioritizing economics, class, and cultural issues over traditional international considerations like nuclear proliferation, climate change, or multilateral diplomacy. He views the post-World War II rules-based order, free trade policies, and global institutions as having undermined the American working class while failing to achieve goals such as democratizing China. A veteran of the Iraq War, Vance criticizes forever wars for sacrificing working class lives without advancing U.S. interests and argues that excessive immigration threatens social cohesion, though he frames these concerns as value-based rather than racial. Vance's ideology positions him as more isolationist than Donald Trump, with foreign diplomats anticipating that he could significantly reduce America's military footprint and global aid commitments. He prioritizes strengthening the U.S. economy, rebuilding manufacturing, and rejecting the notion of the U.S. as the world's policeman. Allies like Sumantra Maitra describe him as highly literate and determined to shift U.S. grand strategy, while foreign officials worry that his views on globalization, migration, and cultural threats are oversimplified and risk weakening alliances. Critics note that he often ignores relevant historical and economic complexities, such as technological impacts on manufacturing or Europe's long-standing diversity, and that he has engaged in inflammatory rhetoric, including spreading false claims about Haitian migrants. Despite skepticism abroad, Vance wields substantial influence as a key link to Trump on foreign policy. His office, supported by figures like Deputy National Security Advisor Andy Baker, serves as an accessible channel for diplomats and activists amid a downsized National Security Council. Vance has been involved in major policy discussions, including Iran, Greenland, Venezuela, and the Rwanda-Congo conflict, and played a role in mediating a temporary ceasefire between Iran and Israel. While ideologically driven, he demonstrates pragmatism and results-oriented professionalism in high-stakes negotiations, leaving foreign leaders uncertain whether his positions reflect rigid conviction, political opportunism, or a willingness to adapt,